All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
The average U.S. household has about 28 electronic devices. I actually counted 31 in my house, if you included headphones. I didn't think we were that bad, actually. So altogether, we create over 2.5 million tons of e-waste each year, and only around a quarter of it gets recycled. And when it's not recycled, there's the risk that the toxins inside, which include lead, mercury, cadmium, they can end up polluting groundwater or the air. But of course, not you. Oh, I know you recycle. And as you exchange gifts with your friends and family this holiday season, no matter what your religion, I ask that you share your belief in disposing of your e-crap responsibly. Convert your loved ones by telling them this story about reincarnation. It's a story about what actually happens when you recycle, from our friend, reporter Tracy Samuelson, who joined an old computer as it made its journey to rebirth.
It's an old gray Gateway computer tower, Pentium 4, Windows XP, recently put out to pasture by the New School in Chelsea. The school has gathered over 750 pounds of electronic waste, or e-waste, for recycling over the last 2 weeks, and they've hired a company called Forthbin to collect it.
So four big hulking computers weighing at 129 pounds.
John Kirsch is one of the company's co-founders. He picks up e-waste for recycling in a rented U-Haul and, depending on size, charges between $10 and $125 per item.
I mean, you can tell how old they are. The Gateway's been out of business for 5 years now.
The end of the Gateway starts with a truck ride to Forthbin's storage facility in Harlem, then on to the warehouse of a company called We Recycle outside the city. There, it joins a graveyard of TVs, printers, faxes, phones, miles of tangled cables and cords. First stop, the harvest department, where disassembly technician Robert Marcial starts tearing it apart.
Now, inside, it's the main contents that we try to take off first. It's the aluminum, battery, the hard drives, and also the CPUs. You can see, like, some of the platinum actually shining and glistening.
When he's done, the computer is just a sad shell. Supervisor Carlos Jorge knows it's the end of the line for our Gateway.
That's where it gets cut. That's our 20-shaft shredder. It'll break it in half to three-quarter pieces. Ready?
From here, the chewed-up pieces are sorted into bags of metals, plastics, and circuit boards. Each will be sold to another recycler, who will melt them down and make new gadgets and devices. The whole cycle will start again.
Good karma, indeed. Our thanks to Tracy Samuelson for explaining how recycling our electronics actually works and actually letting us recycle that story, which we aired a long while back before we even launched this new podcast. And by the way, we've got one update to that story. We Recycle has changed its name to Hugo Noy Recycling.